have two parts of today's part one is just because it's the question that a lot of people ask, and maybe it's not Nagel directly to you, but it's just a beautiful topic, and you get to learn through a sugya. It would be a wonderful Shabbos Hagadol drasha. But because that we have women at the drasha, they would get totally lost. It's not for them. But it would be a really, really a topic that we'll see how much time we can delve into it, because I do want to do Divrei Agada too. I've prepared so many different Divrei Torah and ideas and machshava and hopefully inspiration. And the drasha is only an hour, so I... try to somehow figure out how to give over all the Torah that I prepared and feel is the Olam is going to enjoy. But we begin today's share with the halacha question of two different types of matzahs that are on the market, and it's needed because many of our many children, sometimes even adults, are allergic to celiac, and they're allergic to grain and wheat and eggs. And there are matzahs that are out there in the market now that are gluten-free matzahs. We have gluten-free the whole year. And we also have oat matzah. So both of these are matzahs that many people are asking about. And it's even better maybe for some of us to digest as we hit that age already. Some of these matzahs are, so all this matzah, it weighs on you, and we become, we don't feel good. So we're going to talk about gluten-free, and first we'll start with gluten-free matzahs. Basically, what does it mean, gluten-free? So there's a method that they can remove the gluten from the wheat. They have a method that they're able to do that. But by removing the gluten from the wheat now cannot become chametz. So if it cannot become chametz, can you still use it for matzah? That's the question that we're going to deal with. Again, the gluten is what makes it become chametz. They're able to remove the gluten, so now it's gluten-free. But as gluten-free, it is wheat, but it cannot become chametz. If it cannot become chametz, we're going to learn right away a Gemara that seems to say that it's not, it cannot be eitz matzah. So what we'll do is I want to go through the sugya. It's so beautiful. It's really a sugya that takes us back to yeshiva, how to be in a diet with Gemara. But what I did put on the sheet, let me, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, call a davar of the Shem Aymer. We have to say over the Sfarim, the one sefer that is brilliant in this topic is the Sefer Oloy Shel Torah, Gaon in Eretz Yisrael. And he, although some of his viyukim hard to agree with, I don't know, to agree, it's the wrong word, not to agree with is the wrong word maybe, but I don't, there's rayas that are clearer what the halacha is, but he, in a brilliant way, put together many pages on this question of gluten-free. Now, during the year, what bracha would we make? We find always products. We ourselves buy gluten-free products. So definitely we cannot make hamaitzi on it. So if you find gluten-free bread, well, Yashiv says it can't be hamaitzi. It's not hamaitzi. It's not chayv and challah. It's the gluten's removed. The bracha is mezainas. So if you were to buy something gluten-free, even if it's gluten-free bread, Rabbi Yashiv says that it's mezainas. We've spoken about in the past, says maybe it's these people, it's hamaitzi. But I don't want to really focus on that. So once again, Pashtus is gluten-free bread is a mezainis. As a mezainis, but maybe we could still be yaitzeh for the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. We don't have any other choice. There's discussion if it's possible to remove all the gluten or not. Maybe there's some gluten left. It's impossible. But maybe it is possible. On the top, again, I just put this for myself, really, these sheets, there's a lot of material in it. But in the two columns, he discusses if it's possible or if it's not possible. But they're leaving that aside, let's assume that it is possible to remove all the gluten. If some of the gluten remains, then we don't really have a question. It could become chametz. Possible to become chametz. But if it is possible to remove all the gluten, so now we're going to learn through a Gemara. I'd like to learn the Gemara with everybody over here and tell me what you think, what you would come out learning this Gemara. Says the Gemara in Pesachim on Lamed Hey Amad Al. Am Rav Shem Malakash, Chen Tanad Rav Yishmal, Chen Tanad Rav Elaz Ben Yaakov. The pasuk says, "Leisloichol chametz shabbos yamim." You're not allowed to eat chametz for 7 days. 7 days shabbos yamim teichol matzah. We're going to eat matzah. Says the Gemara, "Dvaram habayim lebechim." If it's possible to become chametz, adam yotzei dechavas of the matzah. Yotzei elam. All these mentioned in the Mishnah, shein and bayim lebechim. It's rice, doichin, whatever doichin is. El, they don't become chametz. They become sirchin. They become spoiled. It's not chametz. You're not. We don't. We're not allowed a matzah from rice. You can't make rice matzah. Why? It doesn't become chametz. Doichin doesn't become chametz. Those products don't become chametz. You cannot make matzah. We can stop right here and we can answer the question. If I'm telling you gluten free can't become chametz, then how can you be yotze matzah with it? So all these gluten. I was in the store on the other day, Friday. I went in and I see all these.
I'm not playable. They chametz. After I figured out how to stop it, when I make matzah, I stop the chametz. Don't put them become chametz. Even a regular matzah.
Rabbi, this is ain't a boy, and it's not shayach to become. The Gemara saying it's not shayach to become chametz.
This was, and then I took out the gluten and then right. I baked it. So it wasn't different than if I baked it and it stops becoming chametz, right? It's
just. But here it is, here right as a wheat now it can't become chametz. So very good. So he's bringing out a very good point, and that's why we have a shayla. If not, like I just said, we can stop the share. We don't have to go on over here. But our basic question is that this technically, this could have become chametz. I removed something from it, and now it doesn't let it become chametz. What's the halacha then? That's really what we have to get to. But Eina Chanami, if you have a min from this scratch, we'll see, because we're going to talk about bran and worse on. But we have something over here which could have become chametz. They happen to do something to remove it. Is it the min? In other words, is it wheat automatically a yaitza matzah? Or no, it actually has to be able to become chametz. That's really the question that we're going to deal with over here. What, we'll learn one Gemara, to learn the Gemara inside, and you'll tell me what you think learning this Gemara. The Gemara talks about May Peres. May Peres are fruit juices. Fruit juices, you're not chayav karis. So if you take wheat, and you would mix it with a fruit juice, not water, fruit juices. Your, let's say milk. You make milk and you would mix the milk and the wheat together. That's May Peres. May Peres is not common. So that's what the Gemara says. Number two, Amar Rabba Chanan Min Shalakas, Isha Shalom Shabiyah Shabbat of the Bash. Wine, oil, honey, all of these are not water. Ein Chayav and Achimutzi Karas. There is no Karas. Why not? Why is it no Achimutzi Karas? Yosef Rav Papa Rav Hunaber, the Rishu again, all these names, all these Gedolim, all the Tanayim, the Yosef Rav Idi, the Amarayim on Sar, the Yosef Rav Idi Barav, the Kamenam name, Amalei Rav Achaber, the Rishu Papa. My time, what's the reason why it does, you're not Chayev Karis? You mix the two together. Amalei, Damakra, Pasik says, like Seichel of Chametz. This is the opposite. Dvarim, Shahadim, Yaitzi, Badei Chavasa, the Matzah. If you could use it for Matzah, then you're Chayev Karis. But you can't use these for matzah. Why can't you use it for matzah? You can't use these for matzah. Why? It's matzah shira. It's matzah that's not it's not lechem ayin. Lechem ayin is water. You can go ahead and take fruit juices and you mix it. That's considered a wealthy type of a bread. That's a matzah shira. Matzah shira, you're not yoytzah. So Gemara has a question. See, that's not true. So again, let's just review the Gemara. Gemara is saying that if you cannot be yoitz in the midst of matzah, you're not chayav kam. You're not chayav karis if you eat it as chametz. The opposite of what we said before. Here's the opposite. Again, I can't use this for matzah. Why can't I use it for matzah? The Gemara is telling me because it's matzah shira. If it is chametz, I don't get karis. A little strange, but that's what the Gemara says.
Does egg matzah fall into the same category as
yeah, that would be matzah shira. Very good. Says the Gemara, Eisveis. What?
So we can't say the same.
No, again, this is all the Havim. You know, we have to understand what the Maskana is going to be. How does the Maskana change? Comes the Gemara and says, this is not true. We see that even if you're not Chayiv, even if you're not Yotze Mitzah Matzah, it's still Karis. Anyway, the Gemara, let's just get to the conclusion of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the reason why you're not Chayiv Karis for these types of bread is because it's May Peres. May Peres ain't Machmitin. It doesn't become comments. Just posh it. When you mix milk or oil, wine with wheat, it doesn't become chametz. It's not chametz. It's not chametz. That's what. But did the Gemara change from what it said in the Havamina meaning? The Gemara originally said that why are you not able to be yaitz in the midst of matzah if you use a bread or the matzah in this case, matzah used with wine because it's matzah shira. But is that true? You're not yaitz not because it's not matzah shira. Lefin the Gemara at the Maskana, does it become chametz? Doesn't become chametz. What did the Gemara say before? If it doesn't become chametz, you cannot use it for matzah. So take rice. Again, rice, could rice become chametz? No, it doesn't become chametz. Can I use it for matzah? Then I can't use it for matzah. It doesn't become chametz. You can use it for matzah. Be the Maskana of the Gemara. May Peres a machmitin. That means if this itself doesn't become chametz. So if it doesn't become chametz, can I use it for matzah? No. Why did the Gemara say only because it's matzah shira? Even without matzah shira, you're not yaitza. I can't be yaitza because it doesn't come to chametz. So that's the way that we're going to see in a minute. The maskana is not changing from what it said. That the and we all learned that. Why you're not yaitza? It's matzah shira. What do you mean it's matzah shira? You can't be yaitza anyway because it doesn't become chametz. And anything that doesn't become chametz, I can't use for matzah. So why is the Gemara before saying matzah shira? Is the Gemara having charata or not? We don't know. So the Sefer Olah Shel Torah says, and we're going to see clearly the Rambam holds the Gemara didn't have charata. So Olah Shel Torah says that Rashi holds the Gemara didn't have charata from that. And what do you see from this? What do we see from this? That if you would, he wants to say, if you're going to have then gluten-free bread, good, gluten-free can't become chametz. But what do we see? That even though if it doesn't become chametz, it doesn't make a difference. We look at the min. We're looking at the min. This min and this gemara, what are we talking about over there? We have wheat. It's wheat. Wheat normally becomes chametz. Here, it doesn't become chametz. Why? Because it's made. Hey, right? So if I have gluten-free, the same thing. I could be yaita, my matzah only, the only reason I yaita is matzah shira. Once I get out of matzah shira, I would be allowed to use gluten-free bread with free rashi. At least that's what we, right now, that's what we would say. Right? Does it make sense? There's a couple of problems with this because Rashi himself holds that may peiros is machmitzin. It's just no chorus. Then what is the whole raya is out the window. It does become common. So the Rashi, number three, Rashi says that. So that's why we're going to just, I don't want to confuse the other way. We need time to delve into Rashi later on. But I want to show you just, this is the Rambam. The Rambam clearly learns like we just learned. Let's learn the Rambam inside. 4 and 5 is very easy. I'll keep it as simple as I can. But let's learn it inside. Rambam says like this. Number 4. Chameshas minei dagim elu. Im lashem minei peres bovad. V'loi shemayim. No water at all. Because once it's water, halach is different. Lo'ayla meina ba'in lo'yichimotz. Doesn't come to chametz. We just said, mei peres, mei machmitzin. Ela, and he goes into, it doesn't make a difference what you did the whole day. It's mutter ba'achilo. She'ein mei peres machmitzin. And he gives you what mei peres are. The Rambam holds everything's mei peres. Fash, cholov, zay, apple juice. Pomegranate juice, oils, honey, all of them are not going to become chametz. What does the Rambam hold regarding if are you allowed to use it for matzah? Look at number 5. The Rambam clearly says, matzah shalosha b'mei peres, yaitzah b'chavasa b'pesach. You're allowed to make your yaitzah yamitzah of matzah. Don't do it because it's lechamayim. Clearly you see from the Rambam 4 and 5 that the Rambam holds, it doesn't become chametz. But you're still yaitz, you day matzah. Clearly, you see that the Rambam learns that the Gemara didn't have charata. The only reason you're not yaitz is because matzah shira. If not for matzah shira, you could be yaitz even though it doesn't come to chametz. With the Rambam, it should come out clearly gluten free matzah. It can't become chametz, but it doesn't make difference. It can't come chametz. We look at the min, right? Although we learned number 1, what do you mean? It can't come out, it's not matzah. No, but we're looking at the min. Chitin can become chametz. If chitin can become chametz, even though we did something now, made peres, it doesn't become chametz. So too, the gluten-free, we did something, it doesn't come, you'll be able to eat it. Everybody agree?
Would he hold on
Yeah, on Pesach, it might be on Maitzi. A Kfir Rambam might be on Maitzi, very good. Yaitzi, they matzah, then it's matzah. So I wrote on, they say, for him, that's what he writes. The Ramban clearly disagrees with this, because the Magad Mishnah, number 6, brings down the Ramban. And the Ramban, he doesn't say who. But we know it's the Ramban. Number 6 says, "Omnam reisi kol sheinei machmitz eni yoytzi dey matzah." If it doesn't become chametz, you're not yoytzi. Ukvarn is bar, and I know that they perish they machmitzin. The Magen Mishnah brings down the Ramban that we don't look at them in. And the Gemara, basically, the Fiyur Ramban the Gemara Charata. When the Gemara says that they may perish they machmitzin, they perish they machmitzin. We don't need matzah shir anymore. You're not yoytzi because it can't become chametz. And the reason why they pair us together with chitin, you're not yaitza. The mitzvah is not because of matzah shira. You're not yaitza because it can't become chametz. That's shita's Ramban. So if the Ramban, gluten free, would not be able to be used for can't become chametz. And he's talking about a min. There's a min over there. So in order to be able to get a better idea of what the final halach is, we have to talk about bran. We all know what bran is. We have bran cereals. What is bran in halacha when if you made matzah out of bran? Yeah, bran matzah. Right? Should I have to make matzah out of bran? What would the halacha be? So the bran is you're removing the parts of the wheat. We have bran cereals. You have 5 or 1. You have bran, all these bran cereals. You can make bread out of it too. So the Mechaber talks about it. That's how you learn a Gemara number 7. Quickly, the Gemara says like this. Tan Rabbanan lechem Any prat, we're excluding lechalot lashisha. That's not negiah tos. What that's talking about, that's where you took the dough and you put it in our water. It's a fancy type of a dough again. We're not discussing that. We're discussing pas hadra. Can't, the Gemara says, yachal aymaiti can't be yaitzu with pas hadra. I'm a lineman, no, you could be yaitzu. What's pas hadra? Look at Rashi number 8. Pas hadra, shenita kol hadara. The hainu pas kibur, that's pas kibur. Pas kibur means that's brand. That's how the was. That's pas subin. Says, look at number 9. He brings that custom maimonis. The Rambam learns the Gemara differently, and he says, "De'en yaitzim the pasubim. You can use v'loy pas morsin avoloshu ha'isa b'subin amersin shabai." You could. The way the Rambam learns the Gemara is very, very different than Pashup Chat. All I want to learn in the Gemara is Rashi. Rashi, look at the end of a Rashi. Hitar afilu kula subin. You can use even if it's just bran. Clearly, the Shulti Gemara says bran. Now, bran cannot become chametz. Doesn't become chametz. The chametz part is the gluten again. The bran is not gluten. So what, according to what you see, what Rashi learns, the Gemara says, you could be yaitzu with tzubin. You're allowed to be yaitzu with tzubin. That's what you see. Clearly, a raya that Rashi would agree with the Rambam, but we will see now that tzubin is maybe very, very different, because the Mechaber himself, if you look at number 11, the Mechaber clearly says, ain't yaitzin, you're not allowed to be yaitzin matzah, loy be pas tzubin, loy be pas morsin, can't be yaitzin. Avalashu asa'isa, the subin, you can mix the subin with uvemorsin sheba, which is, that would be whole wheat. That's what we have. We have whole wheat. You can be yaitzin with whole wheat. Yaitzin the matzah, says Nakia, so on. Comes the Magen Avraham, number 13. Magen Avraham brings down Rashi. When you learn Magen Avraham, very difficult, unless you go, Magen Avraham is very, very bekitzer. As, over Shabbos, one of the Svarim I got, in there, of course, Moshe Feinhorn sent me another Sefer. He just put out another Sefer, and the Sefer he sent to me was, Yaakov brought it to me Friday, and in the Sefer it says over there that the Magen Avraham used to wrote on the wall. He didn't have any, wrote very brief, the kids there. So you have to figure out what he's trying to say. You're going to learn the Magen Avraham over there, number 13, it's so brief in what he's trying to say, but I put it in bold. Rashi says that he brings Rashi. Lakiva shumi min abali de chimutz. You could be like, you could be like to a brand matzah. Why? Because we learn Rashi. What does Rashi say? Look at the min. This is a min. That's wheat. Brand is wheat. It's a part of the wheat. But Rashi clearly seems to argue. He's Magen Avraham is being that Rashi arguing on the mechaber. So when you would learn the Magen Avraham pashit, you wouldn't see that because there are dozens of Paiskim that learn the Magen Avraham differently. They don't learn the way we learn. They learn that Rashi is talking about something else. But clearly, the way our Mahalach is, the Magen Avraham is telling you that Rashi holds, you look at the min. If you're looking at the min, we're back to gluten free and it would be okay. However, it's not so posh.
Why isn't that the form machine? By taking out the gluten.
Because it can't become chametz again. We're always back to the thing. It can't become chametz.
Even if it's not the min, that's not enough. You have to. What's the other problem? That it's not shimon, right? That you are not shimon from being chametz.
That's a side thing. The Gemara says it has to be able to become. In order for this to be called matzah, it has to be able to become chametz. Nothing to do with shimush. We're going to get to the shimur. Moshe Shemer brings it about shimur, but.
No, but that was a
Magid
Mishnah's point, right?
Magid Mishnah says, no, the min doesn't. Magid Mishnah's lush.
It's not the min.
It's not the min.
Which is why you're saying that
according to the Magid Mishnah. No, he says, Shemay, Chol She'en Ein. That's all the Magid Mishnah says. You're right. Lefi She'en Tzrichin Shimer Mechametz. It doesn't need Shimer Mechametz. And there, and Chol She'en Ein Machmetz, you just bring the Gemara. If it doesn't, the Gemara says it. If it doesn't become Chametz, you're not Yaitz. Right, Machmetz is not Shimer. The kids, I don't know if you agree with this, but don't you all feel that there's a very big difference between the gluten-free and the morsan and the May Paris? Take May Paris, for example. I didn't do anything to the wheat. The wheat's the same. What did I do to the wheat? I didn't do anything. I left the wheat the same. By morsan too, what did I do? I didn't change anything. I took a piece of wheat, I cut it in half. That's really what I'm doing. I'm taking off the wheat. I'm going ahead and taking gluten-free. I'm changing wheat. There's a big difference. Isn't that a big difference than these two? Again, when I mix May Paris, the Rambam will say, I could be a tomato. I can't become chametz. Who cares? I didn't do anything to the wheat. The wheat's the same wheat. I didn't do anything. Wheat's wheat. Okay, like you said before.
Wheat's wheat. I'm using water. It's worse. It's better than when in the case where I use May Paris.
No, but here I take out, I take wheat and I change wheat. I've changed what wheat is. Wheat is gluten free. It's not gluten free. When I separate Morsan, I make bread. I took a wheat and I took a part of the wheat off, but this is still wheat. I didn't do anything to the wheat. Yeah, this part of wheat doesn't become chametz, but I didn't change the actual wheat.
Wheat is wheat. Did I change that?
But how do I know that this has to be shot? Because the Rambam himself, the Mechaber is passing that bran is the. What did he just say? More than that, he said even by bran. What does the Mechaber say? Ein yaitzin loy bepasubin. So and Pars Morrison. So the Mechaber himself, you see, and the Rambam, I should have put it down, but the Rambam says the Mechaber is quoting the Rambam. So the Rambam who holds that you could use Meiteris still holds Morrison is worse because I did something to eat. Kal v'chaymer, where I made it gluten free. Because the Rambam himself tells me that I could use Meiteris and I could be Yaitza Matzah with it. Okay, it's Matzah Shira, but if you get out of the Matzah Shira problem, I could use it. We'll find something that's not matzah shira. Mechaber says the Mechaber himself holds that apple juice is not matzah shira. You want to make matzah with apple juice?
If you just mix in a tiny drop of regular wheat.
Oh, very good. So then, and for sure, we have a little bit of gluten free. They don't want that. If you would leave in the wheat, then it could become common.
If they're allergic, they will.
If they're allergic, they will. All right. So they're nechanami. If you left it inside, we don't have a problem. The Kitzur Ramayis, if there's no choice, we have Rashi. Because at the end, we'll rely that Rashi, although again, there's a chiluk, the way we're saying it over here, but if Rashi holds that Morsan is okay, and even though I did something to the wheat, I separated the bran from the wheat and still the bran, and I can make matzah out of it. So we'll say that gluten, you can use the matzah too. That's because you have no other choice.
I live on the gluten, they really move it. People would sit for 3 hours where it would come from.
No, that's what he's saying. It says they remove it. Now they have ways to remove the gluten. Totally gluten free. They totally remove it. So, but the oil, maybe you'd be able to know. It's a little bit, we're going to see now because this we have another option for all these people. Well, a lot of lately, the allergies are so, a lot of people are more than ever. I never. More people are gluten free, and kids are allergic, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what's the cause of it. I'm sure there's some explanation why there's more kids that are allergic to gluten.
A lot more tests.
20 years ago, nobody was.
Right, that's what I'm saying. 20 years ago, no one was. Now everybody is
changed.
The machine changed. Yeah. It could be. I don't know, but these kids are all getting calls from they can't eat. Mamish can't eat it. This is what. So the other option. So the gluten free matzahs are questionable.
If they have no choice, they have no choice.
Very good, because you can rely on Rashi. But could you make an achilas matzah? You can't really make an achilas matzah because the what was saying they can eat it, but how could they make a bracha of achilas matzah? Remember, they're not eating matzah. If, according to the Rambam and the Ramban,
they have no choice to eat matzah.
So that's right. So we have one other option, which is the Olam knows that those that have gluten-free children, or if you're gluten-free, we have another question over. That's using oats. Oats is gluten-free, right? Oats is gluten-free. Anyone's on a gluten-free diet can eat oats. Almost everybody. Oats is gluten-free. But can we make so? Why can't we just tell them make matzah at oats? I was in the school. I saw matzah made at oats. What? Right, they're making oats. But the Ramesh. The what?
There's expense.
It's expense, I'm sure. It's
probably. And discuss
three matzahs.
Right. Six. I don't know.
I don't know how much Haredim is this year. It must be also right up to
70, 75. More because of the substance.
So the shilohs and matzah. So using oats is a just because I want to show you those that involve themselves with this question are also need to be very fluid in the halacha here very quickly because I just want to spend 5 minutes on this just to get to the Dibrei Agadah. But there's clearly a mechaber that tells us what we can use for matzah. You can use matzah chit and siren number 15 kusmin shivay l'shul shifine. So if it says we have wheat and barley and shibay l'shul, which is oats, so let's assume that it is, although there's discussion if it is or not. The Ramah says minig l'chadchila wheat, chitin. So if you yourself decide, you know what, I like oats, let's say you do it, so you digest it better, but the Ramah says minig is l'chadchila chitin. Why is that? Says the Mishabura 16, Most people like oats better. It's a hit or mitzvah. If you don't have chitin, take one of the other four. Clearly, it seems that you could have no problem with oats. Why can't, so just make matzah out of oots. It's gluten-free. Ramosha Shtambach comes up, and today he is the Pesach, and the Gadol, he is the one. But when he wrote this tshuva, it was a number of years ago. One thing you have to know about Ramosha Shtambach, over time, when he wrote, he changed the way I see it, and others that I spoke to also. He now is the Pesach Hadar, or the Pesach of the world. He's become more straight in his psak. You'll see over here when he was in South Africa for many years, he wrote the Sefer Ma'ayda Mizmanim. And then he comes to Eretz Yisrael. His way of thinking is out of the box sometimes. And his way of psak halacha is just brilliant in how he you'll see, we'll learn it now. But at the end, I do think that if you can go ask him now, psak halacha, he himself wrote at the end, unless he added it on after he wrote the Sefer Chelek Hey, he ends off with most Paiskin, but I just want to show you how his mind works. And we would answer the question right away. It's Pashir. If you ask me, I mean, if someone asked me, oats, anyway, I said, the Mechaber says it's okay. What's the problem? He clearly says you could use oats. Oats could become chametz, by the way, right? It could become chametz. We don't have a problem with that. We don't have a surprise. It's not oiris and it's not daichin. But look at number 17 when he had karbalti mechtavi oidis chayulim, shasalam pas chitin. They're having the gluten free. And if they eat gluten, they're sick for many weeks afterwards. So he says he spoke to doctors, and the doctors say it's not so severe. But the mitzvah is that for some people that they told me, right? And well, right, so he discussed, but you don't have to be in pain to be admitted to the raisa. That they all say. If someone's going to get sick, the Torah doesn't want you to get sick. So if it's a little, a little bit indigestion, fine. But to go ahead and say that people should be so allergies and have allergic reactions.
Allergies,
I'm saying if they're gonna have allergic reactions to the matzah, say he's very good. That's the question. When people call me up, where do you draw the line? All of them don't give you a line. What is the line? The line is what you're gonna sit in bed for 2 days. You're gonna be sick. You can't eat the rest of Pesach. Each one of them will tell me something else. Some of them say they break out. Okay, so you break out. So then you can still eat. I really, that's the Rav's job to decide what's crossing the line. But you definitely don't have to be in tremendous pain, that's for sure. A little tsar, fine. Right, we all have tsar from the matzah and the wine. So the mechab, let's see over here, just quickly over here, what Rav Moshe Shtemach comes up with. He says like, it only because he is so aware of all the halachas, that he is afraid that oats become chametz very quickly. And if it becomes chametz very quickly, so maybe the minig of Kol Yisrael is not to use it. Because wheat takes 18 minutes, but maybe oats is much shorter. And more than that, he said, based on his research, he says that oats, in order to eat oats, you have to cook it first without, and then you have to heat it up, he says. Oats have to be heated up. When you heat up the oats, it has its own liquid, it's made peiros. As May Peiris then, so we're back to our question before, and now you have May Peiris, so we're in oats. As Arumi said before, if you have May Peiris in water, it's worse, because it becomes chametz very, very quickly. May Peiris by itself doesn't become chametz, but the minute you add water to May Peiris, it becomes chametz very quickly. Says Ramay Shishterbuch, so then who says we have a Kabbalah in 2024 to go ahead and use oats when we don't know how long it takes it to become chametz? The Mechaber is talking about, because he knew how to make oats with matzah. But we don't have that Kabbalah. We haven't, who was made 50 years ago, they made matzah from oats? No. So how do we know how to do it? We don't know how to do it then. And that's his whole tshuva. And that's how he builds up his whole tshuva. So just quickly, number 18, he says, May Paris imayim become chametz very quickly. Okay, it becomes very quickly. Then you look at, and then again, because of his brilliance in halacha, he brings down a bir halacha. And the Bir Halacha brings down this idea of what does that mean if you mix with water or not. But just to save time, the 21, he says, there's another Mechaber. You're not allowed to soak wheat, even though you're not cooking it. You cannot soak it and then dry it. Why? Because it might become chametz. So his whole tshuva there, number 23, just to show you, if you have time, you can read it. He wants to tie in that we don't know how to do it, and if we don't know how to do it, just a bold print over here. The Ein Lanu Kabbalah Heich Eif and Matzis Misayim. We don't know how to do it. Pa'oifin sheyim nachimetz. The gam shgoy l'shul, and then he says what I told you before. Oats is very bitter. The afshal oichloy, unless you heat it up in fire. When you heat it up in fire, it has its own liquids coming out. Lazei shlem is made peiris. And then you can't mix it with water, because if you mix the water, it becomes chametz very quickly. His end is over here, is that you really shouldn't do it. Miu, he ends off, like I told you, now, as Ramay Shishamach, he's going to have to rely, he's not just going to rely on what he says. All the other players can seem to say that it's okay. Like Chilku, and they don't say, and they don't make any chilukim. He's minded that they don't agree with him. And I say that this is a davar chadash. It's no one ever made matzah at oats. So he says the, I will agree that you can eat the smallest amount, whatever the shear is. But avalasa is to eat oats the whole Pesach. You're not allowed to.
So it makes sense. If he's saying that it might be chametz, then why should I even be able to be over this rice in order to be
over? Right, but he says the other part, he doesn't want to go against all the other rabbanim and all the and
he
the
says I'm even starving from all after.
Right, for the minimum amount. For the minimum amount, I'll be I'll let you eat oats, but the rest of Pesach, I can't let you
chametz,
eat.
I can even be able to
do. I guess he's you're right, but the thing is, he doesn't bring what he does. What he doesn't bring down, or a Moshe Shtemach doesn't bring down. Is Eliyahu Rava, and the Eliyahu Rava number 24. I don't want to think that I go to Eliyahu Rava's. No, how do I know there's an Eliyahu Rava? Because there's another place like in London, Rabbi Padova, and Rabbi Padova wrote also a tshuva, and he said without he was before Moshe Shtemach. I mean, they lived the same time, but he died many years ago. And Rabbi Padova says that we just have to follow Shulchan Aruch. Well, what do we have? What are we coming up with making new problems over here? The Chaver says you can make matzah at oats. So again, without alluding to Moshe Shtambuch, and the Eliyahu Rava, I want to show you clearly. Number 25, you learned the Eliyahu Rava, clearly says it's Okhain. He says, he's talking about number 24, is if mice eat wheat. So now they have their right, their spit, so you have water in the wheat. Says it, so maybe wheat's a problem, because we don't know, maybe there's mice. That's the Machaber is talking about. So he says, you don't have to be careful with that. Why? It says the Eliyahu Rava, even if there's no shishim, it's okay. The after davka chita v'sayrim amar lachmetz, he brings in this svara. Oh, maybe barley itself, barley, not even oats, becomes chametz very quickly. No, we don't make chilukim. All five grains are all the same. The lametzinu b'gemara, the gemara doesn't make chilukim between barley, wheat, avo v'dievet. There's no chiluk. Everything is the same. There's no difference in halacha. So Ramesh Hashem is trying to tell you that there is a difference, and Eliyahu Rava says there is no difference. All five wheats are the same. Rabbi Padova therefore writes, at the end, you can see it, I put down his over here, he says, it's a l'chadchila. Harei she'en ze, ki'achri shem esbar, she'yayitz mechit and esar, v'kosum shal shul, you can go ahead and make it out of, you can eat it.
Should they make it less than 18 minutes? Should they make it change the time?
According to Ramesh Hashem, they'll change the time. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it says.
Even according to the other ones, right? If you know that it becomes
very good, and even according to Eliyahu Rava,
10 minutes.
You can make it less, right? Whatever that zman is, you make it a little bit less. So, for those of you that are gluten-free family members, you can give them oats, and you can give them matzah made out of oats, and they really do not have to. That's the only thing they can eat, so they can eat a double Pesach because the other place can. Don't agree with Ramesh Shtambuch again, but if they want to be machmir and you want to be machmir, so Ramesh Shtambuch says like we just read, he says you should be machmir. Okay, and we move up. So just to surmise what we said over there, the gluten free matzahs preferably not to use oats. Very simple. Those that are gluten free can use matzah. That's oats. Either going to tell you that the oat matzah is like we said is problematic. We just went through also Yehuda besides Ramesh Shtambuch. Who agrees that you can eat the kazayas of oats, and you can even make an achilas matzah, and you can even make an achilas matzah.
The rest of the
Pesach
they use the gluten free.
Very good, for sure. Then right, then for sure, the rest of the Pesach use gluten free. They just can't use it for the seder.
Sure, I might say, right?
For sure, I might. You're right. Which gluten free matzahs? No, because we Rabbi Yashiv says in Zionists. What's the difference? They won't believe in Zionists.
Bread
the
whole year anyway.
Right, they don't eat anyway. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but the gluten free bread gets into that question of design. Well, yeah, sure, gluten free bread.
These guys never wash out.
What?
These guys
never wash out. Oh, yeah, all right. They never wash out. Yes. Yeah. Rashi Shtemach holds, for them it's Hamaitzi, because he holds that bread for them. But Rabbi Yasha doesn't say that. So Rashi Shtemach now, because he wrote another Chalik now, Zion. And he says that for them, it's hum. For me and you, he says it's mezayin. If we decide to eat gluten-free bread, it's mezayin.
Even though it looks
but
like
he
bread.
He says for
it
them, it's hamayitzi. Because
well,
for them,
looks
that's
like
bread.
Bread.
I know.
But it looks just like bread.
I know, but it's not. It's gluten-free. It looks like bread. It doesn't make a difference. Hey, well, that's what he wants to say. He says, for the Hamayin, it's Mizainus. It's not bread for us. But for them, that's the only thing that they can eat that turns into bread. Yeah, that's one of his way he thinks. That's the way he makes
it. I'm just saying, the gluten-free until today,
yeah,
until this new wheat extracted was not wheat. Of course, you got to make it.
But it wasn't wheat at all.
It wasn't wheat.
I know, but he's talking about real wheat.
He's
talking about the real wheat.
Just now, you're very new, this whole thing.
I know. It's not. It's a few years already.
The newest
is
that
extract,
it's like,
I have a feeling, it's just came out. Oh, it's got to be only 10 years, but it's definitely, it's already 10 years, yeah, it's a while. They wrote this, they're talking about this already. You could look, I have from our blood, if you look Yonatan on the first sheet on the top, you see over the second column over there, look at the second column. The mafu avur matzah mechit and tells gluten harei matzah shen eri lachmit. The people put up on today says not. The brachas is mezainus. That's what Rabbi Yashar says. The brachas is mezainus. He's talking about this. He's talking about the new gluten free. Now Rabbi Yashar Shtarmach says, I told you before. It's ironic, but he does say that for them it might be amaitzi. The one of the came across such a meridik klezmer the rabbi. It needs also, this really needs the whole shir on its own, but we head into Pesach, we talk about tefillah, and we talk about always the inyan of the zman of bracha. I mentioned in the past many, many times that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was when Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov and Esav. The Chizkuni therefore says, each one of us should give a bracha to our children, say their night, because the gates of heaven are open. There's something special about Seder night and the first day of Pesach where our tefillos go straight up. But the question is why? What's this first night? What's the first day of Pesach that you give brachas to your children? And that's the day that Yitzchak decided to bless his children. I think I did put it, yeah, if you could turn over, things are out of order over there. But if you turn over the sheet, you'll see the Chizkuni, the third one from top. Amalai b'ni, this is what Babur to Rachanash, soon he says, Amalai b'ni, halayla zeh, Pesachu, al yayinim ayinim shira, va'oitzro is telalim is tachim. The gates of the dew is open. Ba'bracha chal, and the brachas chal, mipiyam rachas, haskuni. So Yitzchak's telling Esav, and eventually gives the brachas to Yaakov, that tonight's a special night. What's this special night? What is this night that Fila is so... It's so chal, and we therefore each one of us should give a bracha. I always say, not just you, your wife should give brachas too, and the grandparents should give brachas because that's what Yitzhak did. He gave brachas on this night. There's a meridik in Divrei Yatziv, Kleisenberger Rebbe. Also, when you learn his shuvis, you have to be able to concentrate. He's back and forth over here with different psukim. His main point is, and I'll just show you very, very quickly how he builds it up, is that Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov all started davening for the first time on Pesach. I'm going to show you how. When we see that was the first time they davened. He says, whatever is the first is in Shamayim, it's Ma'ayir Rachamim, because this is when Tefillah started. So how do we know that all the Tefillah started on the first day of Pesach? So let's go through this ourselves over here. Yitzhak is the hardest one to figure out. Avram, we know that when's the first time Avram davened? By Yashkim Avram Ba'boiker. Avram wakes up in the morning to daven. When's he davening? That Sedaim shouldn't be destroyed. When is Sedaim destroyed? First day of Pesach. We know that. Because it says when the Malachim come to light, what does he serve them? Matzah. So we clearly know that Avram Avinu's tefillah, first tefillah, Shachris, was first day of Pesach. That was the first time I ever davened. First day of Pesach. Yaakov Avinu, he leaves the house of Lavan, and he ends up by Haran Maria. When did that happen? So we will see in a minute that also happened Pesach. That's also easy to see. The harder one is Yitzchak. How do we know that Yitzchak made Mincha Pesach?
How do we know Yaakov?
You're going to see. I'm going to show you inside. How do we know Yaakov? Yeah, but that's, you'll see. When I show it to you, you'll say, okay, you're right. It's Pashut. That was the first time. The Rabbi Yonis and Eibshit says, we'll see right now. Let's start with Yitzchak. Because if I start with Yitzchak, how do I know that he davened Mincha then? How Yitzchak has a din, the Chassam Sefer, unbelievable Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says that Yitzchak has a din, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, or Kehanim, they're Chashu. Rivka is in a growing up in a house of Goyim. As a guy, is a Kayin allowed to marry a Geiris? No, that's the biggest problem I have these days, is these people, people Kehanim, getting they realize that there's a girl that they like, and she's a Geiris. Kayin cannot marry a Geiris. Why not? Because a Geiris is a Zayin. Why is a Geiris a Zayin? Because who knows what they did when they were not religious. Or not religious, when they were Goyim. They're considered a Zayin. Pasuk says, Kayin cannot marry a Zayin. Says the Chassam Sefer, how is it possible then that Yitzchak marries Rivka? She grew up as a god in the house of Zionists. So how do we know? Teretz is now you understand she was 3 years old. That's why Yitzchak has to marry her exactly when she's three. If she's 4 or 5 or 6, it's too late.
Born by the Akedah.
Very good. So she is born by the Akedah. When did the Akedah take place? So let's think about this for a moment. How old was Yitzchak by the Akedah? 37 years old. That means if it was 37 years old, that was when Rivka was born. What if he's 37? When was Yitzchak born? The Gemara says, so let's go straight to that part. Yitzchak was definitely born, the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, in the middle of the page. Let's just see quickly over there. Rosh Hashanah, but avoid number 7 times, he stopped working. Benissan Nigalu, Betishre, seemingly go. Abishua, I mean, no. Nissan Nibrailam, Benissan all the Abbas. So we know the Abbas was born Nissan. Benissan Mesa, the Pesach Neilad Yitzchak. We see Yitzchak was born on Pesach. So if Yitzchak's born on Pesach, and the Akedah happened based on, we know that Sarah died 127 years old. She was exactly 127 when she died. I mean, and Yitzchak at the time, therefore, and then Yitzchak at that time was 37 years old, exactly 37. That's the way they don't work with 37 and a half. He's 37. When did the Akedah take place? Let's see what we're saying. Took place right before Pesach, right? Took place on Pesach. Because Rivka has to be exactly 3 years old. Rivka was born by the Akedah. So when's Rivka born? Rivka's born on Pesach. 3 years exactly later is Pesach. So when Rivka comes back, she's exactly 3 years and 1 day. She's exact, because if she's older than that, Yitzchak can't marry her. So this is what the Chassam Sefer says. It must be that when Yitzchak goes to Daven Mincha, it was the first day of Pesach. Because if the Akedah took place on Pesach, how do we know the Akedah took place on Pesach? Because 3 years before, Yitzchak's 37. Sarah dies. We know that Sarah was 127 complete years. They died on the same day. Yitzchak, therefore, was born. When the Gemara says, when Yitzchak born, Pesach. 37 years exactly later is Pesach. If it was exactly Pesach, when did Yitzchak make Mincha? He made Mincha. The first time he died Mincha was Pesach. Oh, now we're up to Yaakov. So look at the last side and the first side of Divrei Yaakov. Just reading it like this. He got married the second night of Pesach because she shows up because it was the first day. In other words, she shows up. He's Mekadisher. Eliezer was Mekadisher. And Cain, when the Vayetzi Yitzchak saw the Sada, he went Mincha time. And it's a Pella of a Hafla. We have a Pella over there. Shekola Sholish Tfilos were Mesakin on the first day of Pesach. He starts with light. I told you already light. Vayashkin Avram. Skip down 4 lines in the bottom. Avram Tikin Tfilosha. That was B'yom Al at the Pesach. Yaakov says, "Vayivka b'makayim." It was the first night of Pesach. How do we know? Because Rabbi Yonis and Achin says, "Vayisi Yaakov there Pesach Baruch Yaakov." He brings down our Pesach. He's running away from Esav. Ki Esav Omar. What does Esav say? Yikru b'yimei Eivel Amos. Right. The minute that Yitzchak dies, Esav's about to kill him. Okay, Yaakov has to run away. He runs where? He's going to run to the house of Lavan. What did we just say? When was Yitzchak born? First day of Pesach. Yitzchak was born the first day of Pesach. So if he's going to, that means he's going to, he knows that right now, Yikru B'yimei Eivel Amos is also going to have to be right away. The year is up the day before. That's complete years. He dies Erev Pesach. If he dies Erev Pesach, so look what he says over here. But ki Esav Amo Yikru B'yimei Avo. He don't want to kill him. The Kivan should know the Yitzchak the Pesach. Turn over the sheep. Have kol shana every year. Yaakov was shari below pachad. When does he get scared? Only 1 day a year is he scared. Erev Pesach. Oh no! If his father dies now, so he has to run away. Why? Because maybe at night he's going to die, right? Because if at night he dies, it's exactly the zman of Esav's going to kill him now. So this is all Rabbi Yonis and Eibchitz. So he runs away when? He runs away Erev Pesach. He has Kitzis Adarev. So he comes to Har HaMeriah. When does he make the first Ma'ariv? Pesach say the night.
Wasn't it 14 years later?
What's the difference? His father's is every year that right. Every that was when he's running away, right? Because he knew that once he was by law, and Esau wasn't going to kill him. Anyway, that's what he says. There's a targum. Just wanted to show you that the targum Yonasan says. Therefore, also lemari alma ba'it besides the cheskuni ba'it zitalim is patchim bei ba'amar lehanat. Also, you see that the Shemayim opens up. But if the oil, just if the oil has another minute over here, just so there's a Shmois Rabbah where the Medrash says that Parai himself understood the Kayach HaTfilah, and Hashem did not want Parai to daven, and that's why where did Parai always daven? He would daven by the water. So the Medrash says that Hashem said to Moshe, I want you to go to the water before Parai davens. Look at the Shmois Rabbah at the end. Get there before he davens, because Parah's tefillah was going to count. You see the kayach tefillah here, and that's what the Atiyasif says. Sharat is Parah, this baidin. He wanted his baidin. This. He used to go out of his house, and he would daven b'makom yichud. He didn't let him daven. You see the kayach that he understood of the kayach tefillah. There's more to talk about tefillah. Just wanted the Olam to realize that the first day of Pesach, the chashivas of tefillah, brachas say their night, and you could go through the whole chesh. Goes through the whole chesh in much more in detail, but it's a good tribute question. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, all when was their first tefillah? All of them, their first tefillah was on Pesach. Ma'ariv was Yaakov. So the Yaakov dot was the first night of Pesach. Avram, Mashachis of Pesach. And Yitzchak was Mincha Pesach. That day, therefore, the Tlalim are open. The gates of heaven are open because that's when Tefillah started and became a part of our lives. Parai understood that he wants to daven. There's other Midrashim over here which discuss this too. But it's Hashem over the week. Try to find some other time to continue with this. Shkoyach, thank you all.